This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The average American household shrank by 30% from 1948 to 2012 to 2.55 people from 3.67. Yet, the average new home is 1,000 square feet larger than in 1973. The square footage of living space per person has increased to 971 from 507, a 92% increase. In a country of 67 million, and France, as many as 282,000 have demonstrated with the Gilets Jaunes, or yellow vest, on a single day, and that figure has fallen every passing week through the middle of February. 30% of all adults have student debt. According to a new study by Boston University researchers, the average entree across 10 fast food chains weighs 39 grams more in 2016 than in 1986 and had 90 more calories. Political action committees affiliated with doctors donated more money to congressional candidates who oppose tighter gun laws than to those supporting them in 2016. Wi-Fi isn't going away anytime soon. Cisco estimates that there will be 549 million global public and cable company-run hotspots by 2022, accounting for more than half the internet traffic. Polling shows that support for President Vladimir Putin of Russia indicates that a plurality of Russians thinks their country is going in a wrong direction for the first time in 13 years. U.S. Army has now lifted this ban on dreadlocks in 2017. Homosexuality is outlawed in 71 countries. Federal judge has ordered the White House Budget Office to lift its stay of an effort to root out discrimination by making employers disclose detailed pay data, finding that the decision lacked explanation of his arbitrary and capricious. Reportedly, the National Security Agency has shut down a program that analyzes logs of Americans' domestic calls and texts, which has been a controversial privacy issue since 9/11. The party of Turkish strongman Erdogan is losing popularity with support only about 30%. Trump has raised what some experts believe is his worst ethical gaffe by tweeting that his Scottish golf course furthers relations with the United Kingdom. The opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma has been targeted in lawsuits by 1,600 cities, counties, and states seeking to recover cost of opioid abuse and is now exploring filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.